أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين هاجروا في سبيل الله من بعد ما ظلموا لنبوئنهم في الدنيا حسنة ولأجر الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون الذين صبروا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون صدق الله العظيم. These are verses number 41 and 42 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after discussing Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then the stubbornness and the arrogance of the Quraysh of Makkah, and he didn't stop at denial of Allah Rabbul Izzat, nor did he stop at the arrogance and the stubbornness, but it went on to oppression, persecution of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When that oppression became too much to bear, more especially when Sahaba were unable to make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat with ease and without being persecuted, then our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given Sahaba the permission to leave Makkah Mukarrama, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam suggested to them that they go to Abyssinia, present day Ethiopia, and there is a kind person, Najashi, and he would afford them a good stay in Abyssinia. Hence Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum made hijrah towards Abyssinia. There were two different batches of Sahaba that had gone to Abyssinia. Some of them then returned to Makkah Mukarrama, but by and large, most of them remained in Abyssinia, and in the 8th year of the Hijrah, many of them, or most of them, then returned to Madinah Munawwara to join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So with regards to this Hijrat, and then of course the second Hijrah that had taken place was the Hijrah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before and after him, many of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made hijrat to Medina Munawwara. And then whoever made hijrat thereafter for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks very briefly about some of the rewards that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ, those that migrate, فِي اللَّهِ, for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no other motive for them leaving their homes, their birth of place, their residence, and going out from one place to another, but it is purely and only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. مِن بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا, after they had been oppressed, لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا, then one ajr, one reward that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would grant them is in this very dunya, that we will grant them a beautiful abode in this world. And we saw it, that when they had gone to Abyssinia, the Quraysh sent a delegation to the leader, the king of Abyssinia, the Najashi of Abyssinia. And in that, there were many allegations they made. One against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, second against the Sahaba that were there in Abyssinia. That King Najashi called for the Muslims to express their view, and Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu was appointed, and he explained the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And on the other hand, the deen of Allah ta'ala, Najashi asked him to recite from the Quran, and he recited from Surah Maryam, and Najashi began to tear, and he realized that this is the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he granted them all the comforts that they would require. And the greatest comfort was that they could make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat in ease without any difficulty whatsoever. And then when we look at the seerah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened the way for them in Medina Munawwara. Medina Munawwara was the only place that was resided by our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam firstly. Secondly, Sahaba, that was not conquered, but rather Medina Munawwara conquered the hearts of all those that resided and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from there the many doors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had opened. So Allah ta'ala fulfilled this promise, and Allah ta'ala continues to fulfill this promise for anyone that made hijrat for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Wala ajrul akhirati akbar, and the ajr and the reward of the hereafter is greater. Law kanu ya'lamun, if only they know. Law kanu ya'lamun could be the believers, that if only they know, because when they leave, they do not know what is ahead, lying ahead for them. And law kanu ya'lamun could also be referring to the disbelievers, that if only they know, that no matter how oppressive they can be, but Allah will certainly open the door. Alladhina sabaru, who are these muhajirin? They are those that persevere in the cause of Allah Rabbul Izzat in every aspect. And then wa'ala rabbihim yatawakkalun, and they place their full trust in Allah Rabbul Izzat. The migration of those days was not like the migration of today. Today a person will migrate, every possible arrangement is made to make sure that the material comfort is going to be acquired. There when a Sahabi left for Abyssinia, he left with nothing. He didn't know what was lying ahead. When he left for Medina Munawwara, he left with nothing. They had to leave their families, their near and dear ones. They left their properties, they left their homes, and they left in that way, placing their trust only in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.